Hello, guys. Today we have a bonus episode for you. Today's story is called All We Need Is Love and a Really Soft Pillow. And we are delighted to be joined by the New York Times best-selling author and illustrator, Peter Reynolds, and his son Henry Rocket. Peter and Henry wrote the book together, and Peter illustrated the book. They came up with the idea when they were outside strolling together, having a little chat.
Henry, this is the life. You, me, we've got love, we've got each other. What else do we need?
Soft pillow would be nice.
True. A soft pillow would be very nice. You, me, love, and a soft pillow. Perfect.
And some chocolate.
Yes, chocolate would be very nice. Chocolate, a soft pillow, or two. You, me, love. That's all we need.
Well, maybe a roof to keep the rain off our head.
This is true. We would need a roof. We would need a roof. And, of course, chocolate. So anyway, we are now officially rambling. Our chat went on and we started adding as we went along the beach. When we got back to the cottage, Henry wrote down our conversation and thus was born All We Need Is Love and a Really Soft Pillow.
It's brilliant. Henry, have you ever worked with your dad before on a story? Was this the first time?
Yes, it's the first time we've worked together on a story.
Although, you help me in the studio a lot.
Yes.
You bring me my tea, my creativity.
Did you find any challenges when writing this story?
Not really.
Was it fun?
Yes, we enjoyed making the book together.
It was a father-son conversation, and, you know, that's one of those things that don't happen that often. People are on their computers, their cell phones, and they're not actually talking to each other. You know, this is a nice celebration of what happens when you put that cell phone back in your pocket or turn it off, and conversations happen and wonderful things happen, like stories. Henry and I love hanging out together. And I think that was one of the silver linings of COVID is that we all got to spend more time with their families. And of course, some people were distracted still with technology. Henry and I took time to go to Cape Cod and walk the beach. And this conversation just naturally sprung out. You know, Henry is always coming up with these little retorts, I would call them. And this time I'm like, that was very funny. And I laughed and we kept going. And I'm glad we kept going because a story flowed out. And of course, sometimes you don't even know that a story is happening. And fortunately, Henry has a very good memory. Do you remember what you had for breakfast yesterday?
Well, sorry, what was the question again?
Funny. Fortunately, he remembered our conversation.
That's great. Well, for now, let's share it with our listeners. We're going to play the story, we're going to hear the story, and we'll get back to you guys after the break.
All we need is love and a really soft pillow. Poppy, need anything? Little one, I've got you. We've got love. Love is all we need. Yes, love and a really soft pillow. Well, yes, little one. Love and a really soft pillow. That's all we need. And Poppy, a roof would be very useful to keep the rain and sun off our heads. Yes, little one. A roof, a pillow and love. But that's it. That's all we need. Oh, and four walls to keep the bugs out. Walls, yes, walls. Four walls and a roof. A pillow and love. How sweet, how simple life can be. This is all we need. Poppy, we need water. True, little one, water is essential, like love. Water, four walls, a roof, and a really soft pillow, or two. That and love is all we need, Poppy. How sweet and simple life can be. I was thinking, Poppy, that chocolate would be very nice too. Chocolate, yes. Chocolate would be a way to celebrate our sweet and simple life. Chocolate, water, four walls, a roof, two really soft pillows, and love. Perfect perfectly simple. Poppy, it occurred to me we need a pot to cook in and a tub to bathe in. Brilliant, little one. We'll have everything we need. Love and a bathtub, a cooking pot, chocolate, water, four walls, a roof, and two really soft pillows. And that is all we need. Poppy, do you know what would make life even more perfect? A vegetable garden and a fruit tree. I thought you were going to say books, little one. Ah, books. Yes, we'll need books too. Veggies, fruit, and books. All essential. We've got all we need. Some books, a fruit tree, a vegetable garden, a bathtub, a cooking pot, chocolate, water, four walls, a roof, and two really soft pillows, and last but not least, love. Poppy, we do just need one more thing. A toilet. Very practical, my smart and clever little one. A toilet, some books, a fruit tree, a vegetable garden, a bathtub, a cooking pot, chocolate, water, four walls, a roof, two really, really soft pillows, and of course, love. Poppy, our roof has a leak. A storm is blowing in, little one. Hang on to me tightly. The stormy wind took everything. The toilet, the books, the fruit from the tree, every vegetable from the garden, the bathtub, the cooking pot, the chocolate, the water, the roof, the four walls, and two really soft pillows. Everything went flying except Poppy and Little One, who held on to the tree whose roots were very deep. The wind and rain stopped. Wet and weary, Poppy and Little One rested. We lost everything, Poppy. Little One, we have each other. We have love, and love is all we need. Yes, Poppy, and a really soft pillow.
In this story, Poppy and Little One find that material things are not what matters most in life. Firstly, can either of you explain for our younger listeners, what are material things?
Your phone.
Right, your toys.
Your toys, things like that.
Right, your games.
Games.
Some things are, right, they're very useful things, like your toothbrush is a really useful thing to have. And then there are things that are luxury items, like the extra, like, you know, chocolate, I would say, Henry. I know you would argue with me, but...
I would argue it's necessary.
You would. I mean, they do say that dark chocolate is actually has some nutritional benefits. But there's things that are sort of extra. And, you know, we like to think, what are the things we want and what are the things we need? People need a house. They need food. Those are the material things we need. And then, of course, there's the things we want. And that list can get very long sometimes.
Right. So you call the book a celebration of the sweet and simple life. An example you gave earlier was simply talking to people. Can you think of any other examples?
Well, for me, an example would be sitting in our bookshop. Yes, we have our own bookshop. That's how much we love books. And of course, sipping some tea or coffee because we also have a cafe. It's a really beautiful, magical place. And so for me, just sitting there and meeting people and reading a book or drawing in my journal, that, to me, is a sweet and simple life.
And for you, Henry?
Henry, he likes comedy. Simple pleasures.
Making people laugh.
Right? Making people laugh. That's a really good simple pleasure.
Absolutely. Can you tell us, do you intend to do another book together?
We hope to.
We do hope to, yes. We have been brainstorming together. And in fact, as we were driving along yesterday, Henry had some really good ideas. You know, we like to think that maybe our books could help people. Henry has a really good idea for a book that would help people.
Well, good luck with that. I look forward to hearing what that is in the future. Well, I hope this book takes off like a rocket. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Well, that was a lot of fun. If you would like to read All We Need Is Love and a Really Soft Pillow and see all the wonderful illustrations, you can find it wherever you normally get your books. You can also find out more at peterhreynolds.com. That's Peter, H-R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S.com. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.